You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Mary Schmidt.
Sitting in for Sarah this morning. It's a fun week. We just never know who's going to be in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Mary.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Yes. Oh.
And backup coffee. I have backup coffee for you this morning as well.
God bless Andy, who provided me with additional coffee for this morning.
Well, glad to have you in studio. Looking forward to chatting with you this morning and talking a little bit about what's going on here at KFUO, what you're doing at KFUO, what you did this summer. Because, well, summer, while it may not be over on the calendar in terms of seasons, summer, as you discovered on your way in this morning, is over. As you got behind the big yellow limousines.
Yes, I thought I was avoiding traffic on the highway by taking the back roads, and I ended up getting right behind a bus that was picking up children for the first day of school.
If you go on Facebook, everybody's posting their pictures of their kiddos on their first day of school. Some went back yesterday. Some even went back last week, I've seen.
I like those before, like at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year. I think those are really cool, especially when you're younger, because you can really see your child growing and developing. My nephews and my nieces have done that before, and it's just interesting to see how fast they grow.
Growing like weeds, yes. Yes, today is first day of pre-kindergarten for Oscar, so he's excited to start pre-kindergarten today. Mommy will be taking pictures at the as we call it, the Boohoo Wahoo or Boohoo Yahoo party for parents. They're set, especially for those going into preschool or kindergarten. The parents who are sad, you know, it's a very special moment. But then once the child's in the classroom, like, all right, time to go celebrate. So we have our church does a nice job of having, church and school has a little reception for them.
Very nice, though.
It is. So my wife will be there celebrating and crying with the other parents as well as our child goes off to pre-K today. He's excited, though. We have a fantastic teacher. We're thankful for all the loving teachers and staff that look out for him and help us raise our child in the Christian faith at St. Mark's. We've got a number of things to talk about in this segment. And then coming up in the second segment, we get to talk with Mike Thurtle, CEO of Bethesda Lutheran Communities. They have a new program. Excited to talk about that, how you can, they're looking for some key people to partner with Bethesda. So we'll talk about that in the second segment. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for partnering with us and underwriting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about them at CUW.edu. Live Uncommon, Concordia University, Wisconsin. So here at KFUO, for those who have not listened in the last 5 years, Mary works in development. You're our manager of development here at KFUO, which means a number of things. We got some cool events coming up, things like that. So what does that mean, Mary?
Manager of development? It's really helping for you, the listener, when you want to help support the station and help get that gospel out, I help make sure that your gift goes to where you want it to go. So it really does get out there. It's not wasted. It's not lost. It's really going to get to the gospel. And so I'm mostly behind the scenes. I'm not really on the air too much.
Lots of time on the screen. Sitting at the computer.
But it's a really nice job. I get to meet a lot of people and wonderful people who support the station. It really is a blessing to have as many people who really are that encouraging and supportive. It's really wonderful.
And we get to hear your voice when we have day sponsors, which is pretty regularly. I looked through the rest of August. August is a popular time, apparently, for day sponsors.
It is. Quite a bit of the month is taken up, but we have a lot of wonderful people who want to be day sponsors. They celebrate for wedding anniversaries, birthdays. We've had some people in honor of their grandchildren and in memory of parents, people who have passed away, who've gone on to heaven and are with their Lord and Savior. So it's really fun to kind of go through, and as I'm recording these, you know, it's interesting to see who they are dedicating these to, but at the same time, they are making sure that the gospel gets out there to everyone who is still here, and it's wonderful. So
when an individual or a family or a group become day sponsors, they have that announcement that's shared. You record those announcements, and those are shared throughout the day, what, five times?
Five times a day on their special day that they get to pick, so long as it's not already taken, but yes.
Yes, so hopefully your special day, or you have multiple special days to choose from, and share that announcement throughout the day. But as you said, the even greater thing is supporting the proclamation of the gospel, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, too. We have listeners around the world. Not too long ago, visiting with one of our missionaries, and had a chance to sit down and talk with Joyce Erber, who serves in Ghana. And we were finishing our interview for the coffee hour, and afterwards she said, "Oh, and I just love listening to KFUO. Listen every day in my office in Accra, Ghana."
Oh my goodness.
So
that's wonderful, actually.
So I thought, wow, more people need to realize that, you know, we often think of KFUO, you know, many years we thought of it just as a radio station here in St. Louis, but then thanks to the internet and the gift that that is, using that gift to again, you know, deliver God's good gift of his good word over the internet, and now reaching around the world with that. That's really kind of exciting. So thanks to Joyce for sharing that story with us. So excited to hear that. And to you listening right now, if you have a story of how you listen to KFUO or where you're listening from, drop us a line. The listener comment line is 314-996-1542. You can leave us a message there and let us know where you're listening to KFUO. Now, we were talking about day sponsors. Mm-hmm. If you want to become a day sponsor.
If you'd like to become a day sponsor, you can contact me anytime. Well, no, not anytime. Monday through Friday from 4 to 8.
24 hours a day, Mary is waiting for your call.
I am there for you. You can contact me at 314-996-1518. And it's $480 a year, or you can break it into $40 a month for 12 months. And I'll help you select a day. I'll help you get a message, and I'll make sure that that gets on the air. And it's really a thank you. Mm-hmm. You are supporting the station. You are helping us get that message out there. And this message that we then put back out on the air that is your message is really us saying thank you. Thank you for supporting this. And here's I'm sorry.
Getting a little choked up there.
Thank you. Here is our thank you to you. And it's also encouraging to other listeners as well, because there's some people mm-hmm. who are thinking about it, or I could give this much, or I'd like to give in memory of my parents. And when they hear the day sponsorship, they realize there's a way that they can do that in a nice, graceful way that also really helps support the gospel as well.
And something fun we like to do with our day sponsors once a year. We like to get together, kind of a little family reunion in person with our day sponsors.
On October 25th, we're having our day sponsor luncheon. And it's really just us, the staff and the station, saying thank you to all of our supporters at that level. And you get to meet all the staff, you get to meet all the hosts. So all the voices that you hear on the radio, you can actually put a face to. And On the reciprocating side, we as the staff actually get to meet our listeners and our donors, and we really get to enjoy it. I've met quite a few, and they are just wonderful people, and just as jolly and happy as can be, and so excited that we're going and that they are helping us move forward. It's really wonderful.
I remember one of the first years I had the privilege of greeting for the day sponsor luncheon, and greeting people, introducing myself. Oh, I listen to you every morning. And oh, yes. Yeah, I forgot. There are people on the other end of the microphone listening. It's just putting real faces with those instead of, you know, hypothetical faces. It's nice to, from my perspective as a host, to get to meet those who listen and those who want to be a part of KFUO. It's nice to get to meet them face to face. And I'm sorry if you meet me in person and you're disappointed and put that face with the voice that you hear each day. So day sponsor luncheon coming up in October. Day sponsors will receive invitations to that in the near future. Those who are in the St. Louis area will typically get invitations. But if you're listening and you want to come to St. Louis,
please come.
Drop us a line.
We'd love
yes.
to have you.
We'd love to have you come join us.
Station.
And that's happened. We've had some of our day sponsors from who've just mm-hmm. made a trip out of it, whether they're coming to visit family or making a fun visit to St. Louis.
Yep. We've had a couple of people kind of detour their drive just a little bit to hit the radio station. Mm-hmm. And I think they were in Was it Minnesota?
We've had some from Michigan, Minnesota, and I think one from California, if I remember correctly.
That's right, we did.
Yeah.
But so. It was really wonderful to see them. It was amazing that they came by and told us all about how they were listening to KFUO, which is really encouraging because it's, again, so far away, and we're used to kind of our St. Louis niche, and we're getting more and more used to. We are really worldwide, and we're so excited for it.
Something else that I've seen a few churches coming up this fall are Church of the Week. We have one coming up, I believe, is that next week already? Yes. Coming up next week, Grace Lutheran Church, Wellsville, Missouri. They are preparing for Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday. So we'll be talking with them next week. So all next week is Grace Lutheran Church, Wellsville, Missouri, Church of the Week on KFUO. We have some others that partner with us as well. Similar to becoming a day sponsor, a little bit more involved in that.
It's a little bit more involved. You have, instead of just one day, you have the entire week, which is 7 days, and you can promote your church and your church's event. You'll have a little interview that you can do on KFUO to kind of give more information on it. And Mark Hawkinson, Reverend Mark Hawkinson, would be the person to get in contact for that one. And his number is 314-996-1520. And he's really good at helping get that set up, and he's a delight to be with. So.
Excellent. And just something to think about, October is generally Pastor Appreciation Month or Clergy Appreciation Month. What a nice way to say thank you to your pastor. You could do that. So you could call Pastor Hawkinson 314-996-1520 to become Church of the Week or Organization of the Week. It is almost time to go to our next segment, but other random fun things you did this summer. Did you get to travel or do anything fun this summer, Mary, before we...
I unfortunately have not traveled.
You've been here working so hard.
I have not traveled yet. I was going to visit my sister in Azerbaijan, but that was kind of delayed till next summer. So I've been kind of exploring new restaurants here in St. Louis. So
excellent. Now you've intrigued me. I want to know what food you've enjoyed, but we need to get to our next segment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Mary Schmidt.
We'll be right back.